Heads of states and governments of ECOWAS yesterday met in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, to discuss developments in Mali and come up with far-reaching decisions to restore democracy. Meanwhile, the Malian military junta has promised a new constitution. On Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Focus, we discuss the coup d'etat. The managing editor of the Daily Dispatch newspaper, Ben Essen, says the attitude of ECOWAS towards the coup in Mali will be critical in sending clear signals to potential coup makers in other countries.
First lesson that all potential coup makers will be watching us will be the attitude of ECOWAS to the situation. Because if ECOWAS steps in within 1 week, decide to go and fight the junta, other people who intend to use the same tactic, ECOWAS will come in here and dislodge us. Internally, while democratic dispensation is very important, you must be able to put in place mechanisms for you to have a feedback. And I think that maybe the president of Mali was too cozy. He'd be an ex-military man himself. He thinks that maybe the Tuareg troubles in the north should be able to unify the country.
Also on the program was Dr. Kenna Hosu of the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy. He blamed the UN and ECOWAS for the happenings in Mali.
All of them are condemning the coup makers now and all that sort of thing, but I think that they have a blame to bear. And ECOWAS, for example, what is all about this? Their early warning system. We all know that conflicts do not just occur overnight. So all these signs that were coming, what have they done? So for me, we need a more nuanced analysis. I think what they have to do now is to do a high-hand diplomacy and discuss with them seriously, try to address their needs. And what I would call for is that not only ECOWAS, but AU should be involved, and the United Nations equally should be involved. And what they have to do is to negotiate with the Tuaregs as well, because the military analysis has shown that as at now, even the military government cannot fight the Tuaregs.
In a telephone interview, an international relations expert, Rashid Pelpo, said the AU's condemnation of the Mali coup is an indication that coups cannot be condoned.
It's also important that what the AU has done should be seen to be an initiative to respect the African Charter, that military coups cannot be condoned in Africa, and that as soon as you embark on the military coup, you will be ostracized from the Union, and they will do everything to restore law and order and restore civility and democracy.
Those were panelists on our current affairs program, Focus. We discussed the coup d'etat in Mali.